Hi, this is Dictation for Sharon Peels, SHARONPEALS. Date of birth is 6/16/1975. Date of service is 8/24/2023. The patient Sharon Peels is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that she is suffering from extremely severe pain, which are mostly in the neck and the lower back, sometime in the mid-back. She has a pain in both the arms, both legs, with severe motor weakness of both arms and both legs. She is using a cane to walk with, as well as she is referred by her family practice physician for management of pain. She was recommended for physical therapy 2 times per week, but she was also recommended for laser treatment that has not begun yet. And she is requiring severe pain medications, opiate pain medication like Norco, to control some help and improve the ADLs. The patient has been suffering for several years, and it is just worsening. The MRIs that have been done by her family physician and otherwise have reported a extreme arthritis in her system. She has this pain she has tried physical therapy and chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, without any major relief. She has seen some pain doctors also. However, she has not had any epidural injections, only the tense unit physical therapy medications. And she's has a weakness of both the arms. She's dropping plates, and she has fallen, unable to sleep, and she cannot walk well. And with all this situation, the MRI correlates for an extremely severe arthritis in the cervical region, involving all the areas as well as the lumbar region. There is no thoracic MRI though. And in addition, she suffers from a bulging disc at L4-5, L5, L3, L4, and also herniated disc at L2-3, along with severe element of arthritis. The patient has been advised, she was provided one epidural injection to the lumbar spine that brought her almost 50% improvement. At this time, patient is suffering from pain in all these areas off and on. The pain level is from 5 to 8, with ADLs being affected 5. 60% relief has been obtained with one single injection. She is doing physical therapy at this time, and also infrared therapy and chiropractic and acupuncture. Her ADLs are reported to be affected less than 5 today. And system review, ADLs, additional history, substance abuse, and the compliance history are from the chart. The physical examination, blood pressure is 110 over 80, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is located at 7/24/2023, dictation number 0825-023. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue trying to help the patient with conservative mechanisms, especially laser treatment. Home exercises have been advised to the patient, including McKenzie exercise and yoga exercise. Meditation has been advised, soaking in a warm water, and other gym admission water aerobics have been advised. And patient is advised calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, collagen. She has been advised to do an active life as much as possible, along with physical therapy at home. Stretching of the neck and lower back has been advised. Urine drugs have been ordered. Her pain level is continuing. It is affecting her ADLs. And physical therapy will continue, along with laser for 4 weeks. She has been provided with the Norco 7.5/325 for 12 hours, 15 days for now, to help. Along with this, patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, aloe vera 50 mg at night for sleep, scalexin 800 mg at night again for sleep and muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 5% for help with the pain relief topically, and Lyrica 50 mg 12 hourly for further pain relief. The ADLs are affected, and they are there to help her in that. Her drug screen was negative for opiates. the patient was asked about it, and she has not taken medicine on that day for coming. Thank you. She was advised that if it happens again, she'll be discharged. She is advised for an injection treatment. Thank you.